One of the really fascinating and dynamic things about poetry for me is that as an art form, it's motivated both by the visual and by the sonic or aural aspects. And of course, different poets emphasize this to different extents, but it's always true that the poetry is working both on the page and off the page. You can both read it and you can hear it. And a fantastic example of this is the poet Edward Kemal Brathwaite, whose wonderful trilogy, The Arrivance, works to break up words on the page very interestingly in order to think about the Middle Passage and the movements of enslaved peoples from Africa to America, and then back on the Black Pilgrimage. But when you hear him read these poems, and he reads them tremendously well, he reads them without necessarily keeping the same line breaks or the same effects that you see visually on the page in his oral performance. And it's a reminder that we might each hear poems differently, and we might each respond differently to the effects on the page. And I think, therefore, it's always important for us to keep both the heard poem and the read poem in our minds, and perhaps to try reading the poem in several different ways. Even if that means listening to a poem on From the Fish House and thinking, well, I'd have read it differently, and here's why. I don't think the author is or should be the only person who gets to read a poem out loud. And we might think, just like with a piece of music, that every time you read a poem, whether you read it on the page or whether you read it out loud, that you're somehow performing the poem, and the words are there as a score to help you think about ways it could be performed and what it might mean to perform it differently.